Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Without expressing, I think it would be bizarre that the first thing any gathering of Yidden have to express, we're in unprecedented times. And not to give Shevach Vayda, not to give thank you to Hashem would be bizarre. I don't like being bizarre. I don't like being weird. Especially in front of my nephew. His uncle would come and be weird. That would be not nice for him. So I refuse to be weird, Daniel. And Yidden gather now the first thoughts. I'm 50 years old. I identify as 28 or 27, but I'm 50. And in my life, I have never seen the expression from Hashem of love of His people like today. The tremendous love Hashem has for His people, there are going to be books written about what we're going through right now. We should be dancing and singing. Why we're not saying Hallel every day is a chiddush. It's a chiddush la'alacha. But we're dancing and singing in the streets. Hashem has proclaimed to the entire world the love of His people. And most importantly, He's proclaimed it to us. A year ago, we sat there nervous. Our people had an army right next to Eretz Yisrael, Hezbollah, a powerful army that any intelligent person was worried about thousands of deaths, Rahman al-Islam. We had an enemy, a powerful enemy right next to Eretz Yisrael. Then not far, we have Iran, who's threatening to throw an atomic weapon, and there's like a machlaikas. Are they 6 weeks away? No, it's not that close. They're 2 months. Ugh, don't exaggerate. 3 months. Naira. They're a top 20 army in the world. Ballistic missiles are flying. There's no country in the world now that would have the nisim that happened to us. Now, we mourn every single soldier that we lost. Is it loss immeasurable? Every Yid, every human being. We have no extras, our people. And every hostage we're praying for. And we have tsar for that which was lost. But the miracles? Russia has more technology than Israel. Much, much. They're a bigger country. More money, more powerful. Between Russia and Ukraine, Litzarenu, they're human beings. 1 million people have been killed. 1 million. Between Russia and Ukraine, they have more technology. They're wealthier than us. In Eretz Yisrael, bombs don't work. Russia has all the technology we have. Bombs fall. But there are 400,000 Russians, Litzarenu, human beings. Precious human life. Litzarenu. People have perished in war. In every country, when bombs fall, people die. There's one country, it's like different. The whole world has seen this. The whole world has seen it. It causes many to love us. My wife and I were on vacation last week. And when we came back to our car, there was a paper, it's hanging on my fridge. We love Israel. We stand with you always. From your kin from Utah, with a smiley face. It's in my fridge. Any intelligent, honest person heard Hashem announce, I love this nation. It's unheard of. There will be Megillahs. Probably we'll read a Megillah one day. I assume in 100 years there'll be a Megillah. I assume. For sure there'll be books about the miracles of now. There'll be books about it. And sure, somebody will write, it wasn't such a miracle, Eretz Yisrael punked had the right technology. Yet Esther was also punked in the palace. Punked. It's historical. And Hashem announced most importantly to you and I that He loves our people. Our people doesn't mean me. It means you. It means every person here. What is your name? Yair. Beautiful name. Yair means you. What's your name?
Moral.
Orel. Excellent. Names of light all over here. Excellent. It means you. We say our people, don't get lost in numbers. It means me. These are not words. This is a fact. Any intelligent person, we were worried sick. And countries, Iran is a top 20 army. Look up when Iran fought Iraq. Iraq has more money than us. Look up the damage, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands Iraqis perished. They knew how to throw bombs at Iraq. And Iraq has very sophisticated systems. In Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't work. Hashem has announced to you and I his love of me, of you. This is going on right now. For Yidden to gather and not acknowledge, not absorb that, not celebrate that, would be strange in front of my nephew. Again, I don't want to be weird. It would be weird. So the first thing, I want to sing a little bit with everybody here. I want to sing to absorb a reality that Hashem has announced to our people, I love you, you're mine. Now our job is to ask, like, whoa, what's happening? Like, whoa, you're so into us, I never happened. Till Simchas Torah, I did not chap what it means to be a Yid. I didn't travel a lot at all. I stayed in my yeshiva. I liked being a Yid. I didn't know what it meant. Somebody was special, I called them a tzaddik. Today, it's tzaddik a Yid. Before Simchas Torah, I would say, Charlie, he's a Yid. He's a Yid. A Yid is crazy. A Yid is nuts. A Yid is a light. Every person is precious. A Yid is a light from one end of the world to the other. There's no exception. Keith Siegel was a Yid who was captured by Hamas, and his daughter said on him, his daughter Shir, said on Keith, her father, that before he was captured, he never said Shema Yisrael. I doubt it. He didn't say Shema, whether they know it or not, but she never heard him say Shema, at least. In captivity, he started chapping. Yesh mashmo'ot l'yot Yehudi. It means something to be a Yid. Started like dawning on Rav Keith. He's me, he's you, he's the Sadler Hassan in Williamsburg, he's the Rebbetzin from Tinek, he's the younger man from Washington Heights, he's us. And Keith Siegel and Dan Kalish started like chapping. Hey, it means something to be a Yid. And he started like feeling it then. It means, I don't know what. There's a guy who didn't say Kriya Shema. He didn't say Shema Yisrael. He started happening. It means something to be a Yid. So he didn't know what to do. But what does it mean? And he figured it out. He was watching television. And he saw a Yid make a Boremi name Zonot. And Keith lost his mind. He nailed it. The Yehudi, thanks Hashem, our names are Yehudim. The Sfasema says Yehudi is Maida al Davar Gadol al Davar Katan. We're called thankers. We thank Hashem. Mamashatur by Bris Mila. A Yid thanks Hashem. So he started every drink. The man was starving to death. He was thirsty and hungry, crazy. Yet he wouldn't touch a drink to his lips till he said, Baruch. Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Minei Mezonos. He said, Borei Minei Mezonot. And then he drank. And then he ate. The Hamas guy lost his mind. He said to Keith, he sees like a rebel. The guy is starving to death and won't put a drink to his lips till he says, Baruch, Ata Hashem. Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Minei Zonot. And then he drinks like a rebel. The Hamas guy lost his mind and he said to Rev Keith, Atolodati. You're not translated from? I'd like to answer for Keith back to this. Rebbe, you meshuggin, my Rebbe. You taught me, Rebbe, Ani Yehudi. I don't know what frum and not frum mean. I never heard of that word. Ani Yehudi. I'm a Yehudi. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Bayrei Minei Mesaynos. Ani Yehudi. Rebbe, you taught me well. When Keith Siegel came home, he came home Erev Shabbos. His daughter Shir said to Keith, I heard it from her. It's not a Baba Mice, it's not said. I heard it from her. These ears heard it. Shir Siegel said, he came home. We said, Tati, Dad, Abba, whatever you want this weekend, Masha Torotze will make it for you. You want a steak, we'll grill it to perfection. Ugot, chalot, whatever you want. The best cake, you want a babka, you want whatever you want, we'll make for you. Keith Siegel said to his family, I want two things. Said, I want a kippah, but he wrote, said, kos. I want to make kiddush for the family. I want to make kiddush. I'm a Yehudi. I'm the Katshe Shvi. Keith Siegel said to his wife and daughters, Ani rotze kippah, the kos. I want to make kiddush. I'm a Yid. Our people have awakened. Ani Yehudi. Yehudim, Yitin. I've gone around since a year ago, Simchas Torah. I never traveled. I don't like leaving my family. I miss them. I don't like leaving the yeshiva. That's my station. But I felt like drawn to our people, and I've met tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of our people. We're awesome. And there's not one that's replaceable in our people, not one. We don't have an extra, not in our people. And I want to say that Hashem is broadcast to the entire world, whoever cares. There is no such thing. Nobody has ballistic missiles falling all over their country by a top 20 army, and they just don't work. There's no such thing. And we mourn that we lost the numbers we lost, because we're also a people who have no extras. And we feel the tzar. That's probably why we're not dancing day and night. If we lost a few, it's too many for us. So we can't even dance. It's probably, otherwise we'd still be in the middle of the circle for what's gone on. But saying we will. So I want to ask, before we study together there, we didn't start yet. This is the Pashat, the hello. But you don't want to be weird, not in front of your nephew for sure. So if we could sing, we have to sing two songs to celebrate and absorb. Then we got to talk for 3 weeks. That's stuff. But you can't begin anything to do anything else now. You're bizarre. Now, I certainly appreciate the army, by the way. My wife's brother fought in Gaza. I have guys, my brothers. Got 40 guys in yeshiva. I appreciate every single soldier. And that's, of course, the schos people who fought Ram Yisrael. But the chesed Hashem, that announcement that I love these people, that's like where we're holding. When you see any yid right now, it's shalom aleichem, you start dancing. That's the first thing. To do anything else, you're like out of touch. You're not paying attention. You're literally not paying attention. There's no people in the world. Ask Iraqis what happened when Iran sent bombs. Look it up on your phones. How many Iraqis died when Iran sent bombs? To Israel, they don't work. How many Russians from the Ukrainian army? Russia has better systems than Eretz Yisrael. There's one country, things don't work. It's a pasuk. Eretz Yisrael's Einei Hashem Elokecha Tamid Ba. Hashem watches, there's a different people. It's different. It's different. Any intelligent person knows what I'm saying. It's true. It's just, if somebody wants to argue, I'd love to hear another perspective. I'd love. Explain it. Explain, if you want to explain, well, if you knew the technology, why doesn't Russia have that technology? They have more money than us. Buy it. Get it. Why doesn't Iraq figure it out? Why didn't Iran, who is a ranked higher army, why can't they figure it out? Because it's a people who Hashem is into. Us. Me. You. Us. Here. Your bunkmate. Him. Her. Not her. Right next to you. So there are two songs I want to sing to celebrate, not to be weird. And then maybe we should learn. I think they brought me to learn. But I first thing, don't be weird before you learn. So I would like to sing the Bardetcha Benegin. I want to sing, he was the person who championed Klal Yisrael. He loved our people. So Yidna celebrated Hashem's love of our people, his people, Aboicher Ba'amma Yisrael Ba'amma. Hashem chose his people. By the way, you know when we pray, Va'avoscha al tasim imenu, please don't ever take away your love. Does Hashem ever take away his love? I got called with this question by an Israeli bacher on the way here, to Misora, on the way here. An Israeli bacher calls up, says, Va'avoscha al tasim imenu, does Hashem ever take away his love? I'm so happy you asked that. It says, Aboicher Ba'amma Yisrael Ba'am. It says, Avas Olam Avticha. Hashem loves us forever. When we say, Hashem, don't ever take away your love, we mean, not always do we experience his love. Sometimes the principal says, I love you, and it makes me feel nauseous. Because I don't care that you love me, I don't feel that you love me. It doesn't mean anything to me. It's very nice, I love you, thank you, I just don't feel it. When we pray to Hashem, we mean we should experience it. We should feel it in our bones. That's what we're davening. He loves us forever, but we don't always feel it. We don't always experience. And with davening, don't ever take away your love. We know it's there, but we want to feel it, Hashem. Make sure we're in touch with it. So let's sing the Bardetcha. If you don't sing, you're going to listen to my voice. You don't want to do that. But if you don't sing, it's your choice. I have to sing the Bardetcha with the Chevra. If we could sing the Bardetcha together, then we'll sing another song to thank you, and then we'll start, Daniel, we'll start learning.
Da da da, ha ya ya.
That was amongst yidden like this. The Bardet Shiva song works. It works right here, right? This place of precious yidden. It's an eidus. It's an eidus on this place, the way that song hit here. If we can sing Keliata Vaideka, that we absorb your kindness, Hashem. Eloi Kaira Mimeka, it's not lost on us, the Midas Hadin. It's not lost on us, each one that was lost is one too many. Each wife whose husband didn't come home, each family who lost the child. It's a lot for us. Eloi Kai, Midas Hadin, we're attuned, we're there. We're not ignoring anything. Our Miraimim, we have faith on that. But Keliata Vaideka, we absorb your kindness. We're in touch with the Chesed Hashem, you're in us. We're your people, we feel it. Yesh mashmut. We'll figure out what it means. A mezainis at least. We'll figure out what it means, but ani Yehudi, ich bin a Yid. If we can sing Keliata Vaideka. Let's do the Balatanya's tune. Keliata said Shalom Aleichem to each other. So now we think about the 3 weeks. Now one second. We've just been celebrating. How are we going into the 3 weeks this year? We're into like this joyous, remarkable, in 50 years I've never experienced the love of Hashem. 3 weeks, churban, destruction, loss, lacking. Firstly, until we experience Ani Yehudi, the Yesh Mashmu'ot Liot Yehudi, I have a beautiful sefer that brings a person to Regolim, to Chagim, to Zmani Hashana, brings he in. He says the 3 weeks, I have it, I was reading the sefer. He says the 3 weeks, you can't begin till you feel Ani Yehudi. No, the 3 weeks. Yidden, not having the central place together, the entirety of our people, living ba'achdos, living as one, living in deep and profound respect of one another, serving Hashem all together, each with their own unique capacity, till Ani Yehudi. So we're coming into the 3 weeks. יש משמעות להיות, אני יהודי, it means something, I'm a Yid. So we had a very good entrance way to the 3 weeks. But I want to share a story with everybody here that's a very personal story. I'm going to do this fast because there's football to be played tonight and it's late already. I want to try to do this fast. I would like to express the following story that happened to me and to talk about the 3 weeks very briefly. A number of years ago, my wife and I decided that our yeshiva, that we put our lives into, we need a summer camp. So we start searching the country for a campus. A long story, we can't find anything. My wife is competent, she's capable, she's organized, she's a powerhouse. She's looking, researching. We drove down, we couldn't find the proper place we needed. So the first summer, we had it in my house. We had dozens of people sleeping on every inch of my house. I never saw a house fuller. My house was packed. And we made a camp. My house, for color work, for activities, I used local parks. We had like walkie-talkies, guys in different parks. It was in my house the first summer of the camp. We need a campus. But Ba'ofen Neis, Hashem, through a tzaddik, Rav Aryeh Weiss, we find the campus, the yeshiva. Miraculous. And for the last many years, we have a camp. It's in Lake George. We have a camp where a lot of the 12th graders come for the summer, and a lot of alumni come. Over the 3-4 weeks, we have about 800, 1,000 people come. It's a meeting place. The marrieds pop in, Shabbos during the week. The alumni, everybody comes, and the camp gives it to us during the 3 weeks. Most years, I would not be here tonight, it starts Shivas Bekamas, ends Moitzei Tishbav. It's a long story. The camp was B'nais. We can have it during the 3 weeks. That's bizarre. Waterbury, the yeshiva is known for its music. No guitars. We sing, no guitars. 3 weeks. Alumni come back to the yeshiva of singing. We sing, no dancing. A yeshiva, we dance for breakfast, for lunch, and for supper. First say this, no dancing. 3 weeks a year doesn't dance, no dancing. And Shabbos, if we dance Shabbos, because you're not allowed to show avelus on Shabbos, and we dance every week of the year, we're not allowed to not dance, so we dance Shabbos. During the week, no dancing. So I asked, why did Hashem do that? Why did Hashem do that? The 3 weeks, Hashem, everything's hashkacha. Hashem runs the world. A yeshiva that's into music, a happy place. For years, people asked me, do you want to bring the yeshiva to Poland, to the concentration camps? Now, I want to say this, I'm not against going. It could be my own traumas. I lost, my mother lost her grandparents and all her aunts and uncles there. So it could be it's my own trauma reaction of not wanting to go back. But I also feel that the main energy to bring people close to Hashem is the kindness of Hashem. A good football game. In yeshiva, from a good basketball game, we all get frumer. From a good dance, we all get frumer. From a good friendship, we get frumer. The energy of becoming close to Hashem is absorb His kindness. So I don't bring the guys. I'm not saying a person shouldn't go. And there's what to get. It has to be thought out. But do you know one of the highlights of the year in the yeshiva by us is Tisha B'Av? Hundreds and hundreds of people. Tisha B'Av is otherworldly. You wouldn't believe it. It's like a different planet. People come Tisha B'Av. It's like, it's different. Tisha B'Av in yeshiva. Tisha B'Av. What's happening? What's the joke? We're like a happy place, very like freilich, dancing, singing, upbeat. And Hashem arranges our alumni gathering. When a guy reconnects to yeshiva, it's the 3 weeks. Hashem's making a joke. That's when we have the camp. 3 weeks. What's happening? I want to tell you my story. I besiyata d'shmaya was zayicha 16 years ago to begin a masifta. I was a positive person. I loved Rav Avigdor Miller, and he changed my life. And I came very positive. And things typically didn't bother me. And then I met some of the most honest people in the world, and they changed my life. Things do bother me. I met guys who were honest. And the two things, if somebody, Daniel's been to the yeshiva, the two things, if anybody here would walk on the campus, if you would be there for more than a day, you would see two things. It's one of the happiest places on earth. It's like Freilich, no jokes, can I ask Judah? It's a positive, happy place. You could see it. What's happening here? People are happy, and it's a place where teenagers cry probably more than anywhere in the world. It's normal to cry. Real people cry. Real men cry. Real ladies cry. We cry. There's pain. And I want to say about our people. Our people are the most positive. We've been through a lot in this long gullus. I think about my oma, my grandmother. Short lady. A powerhouse! The Nazis killed her dad. The Nazis killed her mom. They killed her siblings. She was a rich girl. The richest from the richest in her city. And at 16, all gone in an instant. Gone. Nothing. You know, she was a positive, happy, robust, beautiful person who in her 90s would cheer people up in the nursing home, would walk a mile to cheer people up in nursing homes. We're crazy, Am Yisroel. We're positive. We're happy. We absorb happiness. But not because we don't feel. When I came to the Masifta, the guys changing my life, I'm like a 10th grader today. I'm just starting my journey. I feel today. I learned how to cry in yeshiva from the guys, from my rebbeim. I learned how to cry. There are times I'm not good at feeling and there are times I cry. I can feel. Because the guys taught me, be honest. Feel what you feel. If you're angry, be angry. If you're angry, be angry. A bacher asked me a few weeks ago. He asked, I had an injury. Are you angry at Hashem? He said, be honest with me. I said, yes. He said, you're allowed to be? I said, Aladdin, you asked if I'm angry. I'm angry. I got a lot of places. I'm closer to Hashem from it. I started appreciating things. I started asking, well, you do a lot for me. The guys taught honesty and have taught that to the world in a beautiful way. Feel and work through and process. I got a 16-page letter from a kollel yevam man who never stepped foot in the yeshiva. And he sent me a letter that he said I was a bad husband and a bad father for years. I knew a massive amount of Torah, but I ignored my pain. Somebody said, you got to plug into Waterbury. I said, Waterbury, that's wild, guys. I'm a coil guy, a bucky and everything. He said, I plugged in. It has changed my life. I got a 16-page letter. I've since met him, his wife, and his children. He said, it saved my life. And I went to visit Eretz Yisrael 4 years ago. Somebody stops me and hands me a letter. It was a very hectic trip. I read it on the plane. He says, your yeshiva is destroying Klal Yisrael. Shut it down. And he writes a beautiful letter that the yeshiva is teaching people to feel their stuff. It's like excuses. He said, we have to plow forward, get to Minyan. What's with you? Do your thing. Stop being, I'm hurt, I'm down, knock it off. He writes a letter, you should shut the yeshiva down. Beautiful letter, had a lot of good points. 4 years later, I was in Eretz Yisrael this year, and the same guy says, Shalom Aleichem, you remember me. I said, oh, you're a good letter writer. You wrote that letter, I asked Michila, I never responded. Beautiful letter. So he said, I have another letter for you. I'm like, oh no. He hands me another letter. He says, I read it that time. I didn't wait for the plane. I read it that night, 5 a.m. Said, your yeshiva saved my life. I have a lot that I have to cry about. I was afraid to feel. I'm feeling today. Said, the yeshiva saved my life. I'm getting help. I'm working through my stuff. I want to say the 3 weeks blow my mind because we're a positive, happy, robust people, but we refuse to pretend. Gullus hurts. We don't pretend. We're not a fake people. We have a positive. You won't find them. We're positive people. Yet we cry. Yet we feel. That's part. Suppress the crying. Is your laugh really a laugh? Suppress the crying. Is your smile a real smile? Kishen. Chazal say kishen. This Chazal compare mishenichnas av mimatim b'simcha to mishenichnas adam narvim b'simcha. It's a kishen. Kishen means if you suppress one, the other is not real. If you don't laugh, your cry isn't real. If you don't cry, your laughter is. By the way, a good base oval, you'll hear some laughter. And then the cry is like, it's not forced, really sad. They don't have to be heavy. They'll laugh and then they cry harder. They cry and then they laugh. Our people are honest. Our people are present. We're not a pretend. Everything's just good. It's not what we are. Things are good because it's true, because Hashem loves us. And yet there are difficulties, and we cry the difficulties. And the 3 weeks are from the most happy people, from a people that are positive, 100 blessings. We make 100 brachas a day, and yet we have the 3 weeks. I can't believe the nes that Hashem, a yeshiva, that the guys have taught me and taught thousands, probably millions of yidden to cry. Don't be afraid to cry. I now feel my stuff. I'm starting to. My own challenges, my own difficulties. Don't be afraid of them. Cry and feel. You go through a hard point, you know what you should do? You should grieve and cry. Go through a difficulty, feel it. Be present to it. Don't tell them, oh, calm down. I used to like cheer people up. But from the early years of yeshiva, guys were crying. I was like cheering them up. Today I try. They're bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu, the guys. Moshe got the rock and got water from the rock. The guys got, from my rock heart, they got water. They got tears. They were big like Moshe Rabbeinu. From a rock, they drew water. Cry. Feel. Now a bacher cries. We cry together when I can. When I can. And when I can't, I just look at him. There's a bacher, he's writing a sefer today. When he was in 10th grade, he said, Rebbe, you love when I cry. It hurt. He's crying. But I was like, in awe of him, he's crying. He's crying. I just want to cry. I want to cry along with him. He's feeling. But you got to feel your own stuff to feel his stuff. Tonight, a yeshiva that teaches people to feel their stuff, not to pretend. If, as is taught, vei mevent, if it hurts, you cry. The Braditcher said we have to learn from little kids. To be like a little baby. Somebody called the yeshiva kindergarten. I loved it. We're mamish kindergarten. You know we're kindergarten? Little babies, as is taught, vei mevent. If it hurts, they cry. We're like that. Hurts, we cry. We're not going to pretend. When a guy stood up the last night in front of 250 people this year. He said, I young, pretended macho, he's strong. Said, I beat people up. And that night, the last night, yeshiva, he cried like a baby. He said, I'm a person. I've been through a lot in my life. Act is up. I'm in pain. And he cried with 250 of his friends. And then for about a half hour, people lined up to give him a hug and cry. He was no Mr. Tough Guy. He cried in front of 250 people. I'm in pain. Feel our stuff. Don't be afraid. It's not the opposite of joy. That a joyous people, a people who's known for our faith, known for our resilience, known for our happiness, we're wildly happy people. Mitzvah G'dayla Liyas B'Simcha, people that's Ibnu as Hashem B'Simcha. We have a 3 weeks, a period. We feel our stuff. We don't pretend. That's not the source of our joy. We feel our stuff. We're present as Galus. It's true. It's not like the opposite of Simcha. The real people, and then we absorb from that space the deepest truth that Hashem's into us. That we love him back, that we're beautiful people who don't belong on the floor. It's like a nes min hashamayim, the yeshiva, that's its essence to teach. Well, Hashem arranges, you only get a camp during the 3 weeks. Your meeting place is Tisha B'Av. We feel and then we sing. we feel, we process our things, and from that space with a positivity, mm-hmm. You see somebody thanking Hashem. There are two types of people. You see a person who's just out of touch. Isn't life great? No, I'm not buying you. You see somebody who feels their stuff and says, life's amazing. Hashem feels a kirva, present to their story, in touch with what's going on. From that space, the Baal Shem has whole Torah, Min HaMeitzer Karasika. Min HaMeitzer, I call out Hashem. So I want to say to everybody here, we're absorbing as a people Hashem's love of us, but we're not out of tune to the challenges. There's challenges for us collectively and independently. There are challenges, and we're not oblivious to it. And then when we sing Ashreinu Matzev Chalkeinu, oh, do we mean it? When my Oma would celebrate how lucky a Yid is, she meant it. From a person she mourned and grieved and felt. We're a people who have it 3 weeks. We feel our story, and we're the happiest people. It's not a seer, because it's a truth. It's not a happiness from pretending. It's not a there's a happiness of the drunk, and then there's a happiness of the tyrant nation. It's a different happiness. A Roman lady said to Rabbi Yehuda, Gemara Nedarim, Meir v'ra, you're a drunkard. He said, I'm not a drunkard, I'm a Torah person. She saw a simcha, she said, give me some of that stuff. What do you smoke? I want your brand. He said, I don't smoke anything, I cry. And then I find the deepest truth, Hashem Zintas. I have a simcha from a very deep space. It's not a simcha, a shallow simcha of he who doesn't feel, of she who ignores. It's a simcha of a people who have a deep truth. Sure, there are challenges. Sure, there are difficulties, and we cry and feel. But the deepest truth is with Am Hashem, people loyal to Hashem, people true to Hashem. So let's take on the 3 weeks. It's a period, a serious, sincere place. It's a little bit of a secret of our joy. We who smile, we who laugh, and we'll laugh even during the 3 weeks. But it's not from a space of not acknowledging their challenges collectively for our people. Their challenges for ourselves independently. We feel our stuff. And our smile is so powerful. So powerful, our smile. So I think this is what I want to share with everybody here. I thank the way everybody here, you're an amazing group. Really, I really want to go around. What's your name? I want to ask everybody, what's your name?
Emma.
Emma, an honor to meet you, Emma. One of my favorite people in the world is called Emma. My friend Menachem Wiener's daughter is Emma. And so it's an excellent name. Is it from Emuna? Her name is Emuna. The full name is what? Emma's the full name. I think it probably comes from Emuna somewhere. But either it's a great name, Emma. Emma's a fantastic name. You should be blessed, Emma. Amazing place. This place is amazing. People don't make trouble there. What's happening? What's going on? Amazing, amazing place. Where's Charlie? This place, you've been here how many years, Charlie?
9 years.
In 9 years, anybody made trouble in Missouri? Just they only let goodies
in? Not one.
Where's Judah? Judah's around? He's probably dominating in football somewhere. Okay. Chicken, nobody makes trouble here? What a place. What a place. Are we late to a football game? Some guy is going on and on. So there's many songs to sing, if we do the Bar Ditchra from far, it's too weird. If everybody come to, let's huddle up together. You don't do the Bar Ditchra far apart. Let's stand close. Everybody from the back, come to the front, much closer. For the Bar Ditchra, you can come close. Come close. Everybody in the back, much, much closer. Much closer.
easier than the first one. Let's go twice to the right.
Yeah.
amazing. Let's say one prayer for such a maimed. You have to pray for our people. We're going to borrow normally only Shabbos. Such a maimed's b'chinas Shabbos. We'll pray one stanza for our people, and then we'll say goodnight to each other. V'yiyu rachamah.
Been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.